Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right, welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. I talked about this earlier this week, and this does creep me out a little bit, and I don't know why people do that. I don't personally like Siri. So these other things, you know, Alexa or whatever they're called, I don't like these sorts of computers that talk to me. I don't need Hal, all right? I could get around just fine without Hal being around. But Amazon has this new thing called Echo Spot. It's supposed to make video calls, right? But it has a camera, a functioning camera, and a microphone, two-way microphone. And a lot of folks are going to be setting these things up on their nightstand. I'm thinking, good Lord, you're going to put a camera and a microphone, whether it's in your bedroom or in your kitchen or in your living room, right in your house. And what does that invite? Well, I don't know. I decided to invite Mike Doherty here to explain what it could mean. Mike Doherty, good friend of the show and a guy who knows more about IT than I will ever know. Michael, welcome back.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what about this putting cameras and microphones and stuff in our rooms and our houses that are hooked to the outside world?
Well, some people are safe because who'd ever want to look in on your bedroom? I think you're okay. But most people probably don't want to have cameras because it's like, is anyone surprised by this? Is anyone surprised? It's not what they want to happen or they're selling you. It's what can happen when you get hacked or some idiot employee like the people that James O'Keefe videotaped at Twitter go, we look at your stuff. Oh, yeah. So this is what you have to worry about, folks. It's like we are so not ready for this. We are so exposed because we've got bureaucrats in Washington protecting us. We don't have the Marines protecting us in cyber warfare. So this is, don't believe what's on the label of what Amazon says. There's a lot of bad things that can happen from this.
So, they want you to be connected because that way they've got to drill down pretty tight right now. But if they can figure out, how many times you brush your teeth, how many times you use shampoo, how many times, whatever it might be, right? For them, it's about making money. But it's a complete, not that we have much privacy left already, but, it's getting down to the point of ridiculously intimate, isn't it?
Well, it's ridiculously intimate, but it really, it's all about taking all this data. Can someone steal it? And what can they learn about you? And it's not just people want to watch you brush your teeth. It's knowing so much about you that if you become a political enemy or if you have a powerful position in your life 20 years down the road, I mean, this is, what seems innocent and irrelevant now isn't later. Hello to all you millennials that are taking pictures of all your body parts right now, caring, throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to run for political office in 25, it's going to matter, I hope.
Well, you would think, they'll make Anthony Weiner look polite.
That's right.
Weiner shouldn't be, taking pictures or vice versa, I suppose, right? And this is problematic. You're right about that. But this could be a spy, could it not, inside your house?
It is a spy because you're only as strong as your weakest link. And these links are pretty weak because everything's hackable still. So this is the issue. No, Amazon's not coming in your bedroom to videotape you. That's not the message. But they do record, and it can fall into the wrong hands, and security is lousy. And really, who needs to take the risk? It's ridiculous.
Well, and that's exactly.
It's not crazy thinking. Just examine what's come on with Twitter and their employees and what they've looked at from their direct messages. This is the past week. So privacy, we're not giving these companies money to use their services. We're giving them all the information about us. They know more about us than we know about ourselves. We don't think about every place we walk, shop. Do they analyze us with artificial intelligence down to the nth degree? So this is, don't give them access, folks.
I don't want to see that. I've been thinking about what you said. I don't want to see some people in the morning. I mean, there's some people I don't want to see in the morning, no matter what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Versa.
Yeah. But where does that be? But fair enough, though. But where does this stop? At some point, I mean, this just continues on and on, and I've got my phone that tracks me around. I get in the car that's got a GPS deal that tracks you around. You've got these devices that you talk to inside your house, like the modern day Hal, right? From a Space Odyssey type thing. And I'm just sitting here going, you know, where does it stop? Do I soon have microphones and cameras in my watch? Is it in the button of my shirt? Where does it end?
It stops when it gets to such a tipping point that it's so far down the road that the American public wakes up. I mean, it really, unfortunately, I think it's that bad, because there's so much money in information and leveraging information. There's so much for you know, I mean, there's so much information you can gather, which is good. I mean, there's some good things about knowing all this information to make things really, really efficient. But the law is way behind. The enforcement is way behind. The security is way behind. The public will have to put their foot down. And through the marketplace by going, you know what? I'm not going to use Twitter. You know what? I'm not going to use Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to use that's the only thing that's going to happen. And right now,
let me ask you something, Doherty. Honest question. Yeah. You're up early, right?
Yeah.
You checked Facebook already today?
Oh, sure I did.
Of course you did. Because we're addicted to it. They've got a whole herd of Pavlov's dogs running around drooling on themselves. I need more Twitter. I need more Facebook. All right, take my picture. I don't care. Hey, they've turned us into zombies.
Well, I'm a decent person. I don't take my picture.
Well, I understand. I don't want your picture, but I've seen it. Right. You know, and but the point being is that they've mesmerized millions of people that are just like, okay, I'll do it. I don't care.
And that's true. And I mean, you know, oh well. I mean, market, that's the way that goes. We got to learn. But I don't know. We can unmesmerize. There can be replacements. I mean, you know, the industry is strewn with what we thought was invincible companies that are dead. Wang Computer.
True.
You know, there's a lot of them. So, MySpace. I mean, don't know.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. But I don't like these things inside the house. But I appreciate you connecting with us today, Doherty. Always a pleasure, my friend. I got to run.
Take care.
You're the best. There he is, Michael Doherty, everybody. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Rivers Show.